from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, tremendous to be with you on this Monday morning. You know, we're cranking up our coverage this football season. We still may have another announcement tomorrow of coverage. We've told you in the last couple of weeks, or last couple of days, about, you know, Ray Diddy on Mondays and Ron Jaworski on Tuesday and Brandon Graham on Tuesday and Jason Kelsey on Thursdays and Dick Vermeil on Fridays. And I know I'm forgetting a bunch of people. Russ Tucker, Shukapadia.
Mike Quick.
It's an unbelievable list. And it would still be unbelievable if we didn't have our next guest. But our next guest makes it all the better. Ferocious linebacker for the Eagles. For my money, he should be not only in the Eagles Hall of Fame, which, of course, he is in the Eagles Hall of Fame. He should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And I'll tell you, as an analyst, honestly, I think he's just as good as he was as a player. We welcome to start this season. It'll be with us every Monday at this time, Mr. Seth Joyner. Seth, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Good morning, guys. John, good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Joe, it's been a while.
Welcome back.
And of course, you know I wouldn't be complete if I didn't look to my right and say good morning to Rhea.
Hello, there Seth. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
So seltzer doesn't measure up?
It's kind of messed up, Seth.
I'm sorry, man. I couldn't see you, man.
Yeah, you does have to turn all the way around.
Yeah,
I still can't see him. I see everybody but you. Sorry about
that, glare.
James.
There's glare with that thing. It's crazy. So how you been? We'll get to the game in a second. How are you? How was the off season? How's life?
Man, listen, life is great. You know, before God and family, I made it official with Kendra and I this summer.
Good man.
Congratulations.
Nice.
Congratulations. So she said.
Yes! Oh, yes!
There you go.
Come on, James, really?
That was me.
That was Joe. Joe's got his own drop board.
That's dangerous. Man.
Very.
Did you get down on one knee?
No.
Okay.
We've been too long. We've been together too long for that. She said, don't even try. The novelty's already worn off. And then July, I became a grandpa for the first time.
Congratulations.
I got a new grandson.
That's awesome, man.
Are you pop-pop or you grandpop?
Pop-up.
I love pop-up.
Pop-up for sure. And my goodness, man, there's nothing like that. Holding him for the first time.
Oh, man.
It was special.
Good for you, man.
Wow.
And, you know, just, you know, a ton of other new things going on. Started, you know, my own pre- and post-game show with D-Gun and Mark Farzetta. You know, my TV show is rolling again this year and my podcast. So, you know, been really blessed this offseason.
Good, man.
You know, God is good.
Well, we're always happy for you, Seth. You're such a huge, not only were as a player, but in a broadcasting sense, a huge part of the consumption for so many people of Eagles stuff. So let's get to it here. I'll ask you the same question I asked Ray Diddy earlier today. When that game ended and you had your, you know, first thought after the game, it's like whatever it was, 10:15 on Friday night or 11:15, whatever the heck the time was, what was the first thought you had when that thing ended?
Listen, I was happy that the Eagles won the football game. But, you know, my concern the first 4 weeks of the season, every season now, because of the way that, you know, teams operate, is always the same. Because you don't see a complete team. You don't see any kind of continuity because teams just refuse to play players in the preseason. And, you know, in my opinion, they just don't understand how important it is to be able to move from OTAs to training camp, from training camp to preseason games, and then the monumental jump from preseason games to regular season games that it is. There's a 20 to 25% intensity jump
sure.
that goes along with that. So,
how do they not understand that, though, Seth? Look, Vic Fangio seems to understand
that. Because he's old
school,
John. Vic
Fangio is telling Howie and the front office, guys, I must play my players in the preseason. That has to be what took place.
But Seth, 4-0 in openers under Sirianni.
I don't care.
Well, I do care.
No, I don't care, Joe, because
we're gonna fight. James, you mark it.
I can't wait for this time
this year.
Please.
Oh, trust me. I sat in my car for the last 15 minutes listening to you guys downstairs. Trust me, there's gonna be more to fight over than just that. Listen, I don't care because the way that you play over time really signifies from week to week, signifies what you're going to look like down the road. You know, now, think about it. So I'm sitting back and I'm watching all the games this weekend, and every game that was on a national broadcast that I could watch, I watched. And the amount of injuries were ridiculous. I mean, you just look at the Rams last night, they didn't have another offensive lineman left. Do not tell me that not playing in the preseason doesn't affect, because, and I understand it, we're trying to preserve the guys, we're trying to give them to week one. But what damn good is it going to do if you give them to week one, Joe, and they all get hurt week one?
And you're a marshmallow. You're just a mess. Come on.
To be fair, though, the Eagles aren't one of those teams. I mean, they came out of this totally unscathed.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah. Yeah, for now.
Okay. Seth, what'd you make of Jalen?
You know, I think that, and it's a Philadelphia thing. We want our teams to perform with perfection. You know, the Phillies lose 2 of 4 down in Florida this weekend, and everybody's hair is on fire. They're still in the lead in the NL East. They're still, you know, in the hunt. You know, for the number one
seed. Second best record for sure. Yeah.
And it's like, you know, everybody's losing their freaking mind, you know? And it's no different, you know, when you especially with the quarterback position. I get up this morning, I see, you know, some articles about, you know, we need to be careful because Jalen's trending on the line of Carson Wentz. He is nowhere near Carson Wentz. Okay? Carson was a tremendous talent. But when the rubber really met the road, guess what he did? The fact that he was insecure bubbled to the surface. He never really owned up to his faults in the way that he played. His line, oh, you know, I got to be better.
Yeah,
that was it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm just going to keep firing. You know, these kind of things happen. No, they don't. Jalen Hurts is a hell of a lot more self-aware and a hell of a lot more secure in himself. So I'm not worried about it. Am I concerned? Yes, you always got to be concerned when your quarterback is putting the ball in harm's way, especially coming off of what he came off of last year. But I also think we created this false sense of security with, you know, Elliott reporting every freaking day, oh, he set a record with no interceptions. Well, guess what? You're in practice. It's a controlled environment. The bullets ain't live. There's no pressure on you. All of these things, you know, and I'm not trying to absolve him at all. He's got to play better, and he's got to make better decisions.
But how much confidence do you have that he will play better and that he will make better decisions?
I think he will.
Seth.
I think he needs to play in the preseason to help in that process to begin with.
I have total confidence. I have supreme confidence that these changes that need to be made will be made.
I don't.
John, quickly.
I don't.
The other thing is, and to my point about Philadelphia, are we just going to forget that he threw for 278 yards and 2 touchdown passes?
Led a major drive, 7-minute drive when it really mattered.
Without that, They don't win the game. But all we want to talk about is how bad he played and the almost. Well, guess what?
It wasn't perfect, and I don't think it's supposed to be the first game when you didn't play at all in the preseason.
So, Seth, I was very impressed, and I said right from the start of the show, I hope no one pushes aside the good that he did, because I thought he did some really, really good stuff.
Yeah,
I agree.
It's almost like throwing out the bathwater with the baby.
No, I agree, but I will say this. He does have a tremendous advantage with the talent around him. I mean, it is easier to get to 278 when you got Devontae, AJ, and Saquon.
Yeah, I watched a whole lot of quarterbacks yesterday with a whole lot of talent around him do a hell of a lot worse, okay? And I know that we're talking about our football team.
Yeah.
And Philadelphia could give a damn less about what went on around the rest of the NFL yesterday. But that's just the truth. And I get sick and tired of people putting this narrative on him. Oh, with all those weapons around him, show me a good damn quarterback that don't have some weapons. Show me one.
Well, Tom Brady didn't have that many.
Well,
He didn't. He typically had one.
He had
enough. Would have a Gronk, or he would have a Moss, or maybe he would have the Edelman guy and a Gronk. Like, well, for the most part, he wasn't bursting from the ceiling. Like, Tom Brady never played with this combination.
Donovan McNabb never played.
No question.
Okay.
No question.
So you make do with what you got. You know, they ran the football, they used the backside of the backfield, and they took shots in a smart way. You know, it's like I'm watching Detroit last night, and I wanted to tweet it so bad, but I was so tired by the time, you know, the game was over. Do not tell me, John Ritchie, that when running the football, okay, is a dead way of winning football games. Don't tell me that. Do not tell me that.
So if I thought it, I wouldn't tell you because you told me.
The Lions ran it down their throat.
Now it can still work.
It does work. Yeah. And for teams to come out with this mentality, we got to throw it all over the map. Even look at the Eagles. If Saquon doesn't have the day he has running the ball, do you realize he touched the ball 26 times? He ran it 25 times and caught one pass for a touchdown, I believe it was. 26 touches.
24-2.
So don't tell me.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That a good running game does not help your offense. It certainly does. It helps your offensive linemen control the line of scrimmage.
Oh, yeah.
It opens up your entire playbook. So if your mindset is not to come out and run the football, you are doing your quarterback a disservice.
All right, let's get to the phones. We're going to get to the defense with Seth as well. Reminder, Seth Joyner with us every Monday at this time for an entire hour, fielding your phone calls. It'll pretty much always be, you know, right after the Eagles played a game, or if they play on a Friday night 3 days later. Kirk, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, guys. Excuse me. Seth, big fan. Remember those days where you anchored our defense You should be a defensive coordinator in the league right now. But I just want to give you your flowers there.
Appreciate that, man.
No problem. Want to talk Jalen Hurts and the concerns. And just listening earlier, talking about, like, you know, like it being a quick fix, an easy fix. Not an easy fix. Have some experience in helping athletes with understanding performance behavior in competition. And it's like you're putting together multiple behaviors, and especially when he wants to roll right, like he's avoiding aversive conditions. So it's really like basically you have to kind of break down these behaviors, and I firmly believe these are all learned behaviors that can be taught, but he's got to be able to. You have to have a specialist working with him to help him.
They have those, Kirk. Like his quarterback coach, Doug Nussmeier, is a specialist who works with his mechanics, I would assume, on a daily basis.
Well, Kirk, sounds like you're even referring to a psychologist, which they may or may not have
Absolutely.
With him. You know, I mean, Kirk, here's one of the ironies to sports. Sometimes the more you have, it can work against you. And here's what I mean. If Jalen Hurts had no wheels, I feel confident he would be better in the pocket. But because he has wheels and was able to use them in such an incredible way growing up, including his first few years in pro football, he developed a tendency to leave the pocket, and it leaked into even when he doesn't need to. And that's where it's an odd irony. God gave him gifts, but sometimes they lead you down the wrong path. He's got to learn to stand and deliver.
But you never stop, you know, and that, Joe, that's exactly what I thought when he was breaking down the psychological side of it. Listen, I get it. But he's still in the mode of formulating habits, you know, because he's still predominantly a young quarterback.
He just turned 26.
Now, and every single year, like, teams didn't play him the same way in 2022
yeah.
as they did in 2023. And they're going to play him different in 2024.
Yep.
So there's an adaptation that has to happen from year to year. So now the book is, okay, in 23 it was come blitz him because he can't pick up the blitz. He doesn't read the blitz. Well, seems to me Kellen Moore has kind of figured that out because that out route that he threw to A.J. Brown, that was a sight adjustment route on that blitz.
Okay? You could see him changing plays at the line of scrimmage all
absolutely.
Game. He was adjusting. The receivers were adjusting. It was different than last year in so many positive ways.
That's a great step.
Yeah. So the adjustment this year is going to be, we know he likes to roll right. He's a much more efficient quarterback throwing when he rolls to the right when he does get out of the pocket. Okay, we're not going to let him do it. So now he's got to make an adjustment to that. Maybe it's I'm going to act like I'm going to roll right, but then I'm going to stop and step up into the pocket. You know, week one, you're probably not going to see that. That evolution, I believe that you'll see it over time. He's going to have to.
Yeah.
Because the only time, the only option he has when he rolls right and it's not there is to throw it away. And we watched him do it a lot in this last game. And every time he did it, I'm like, throw it away. I'm yelling from the green room, throw it away. But at some point in time, you got to stop throwing it away and stop
sure.
where you are and look back to the middle
well,
of the field.
Well, and I'll say this. Eventually, at some point, you got to throw the ball away. But what I don't know yet is how many of those times he threw it away, if he had just stayed in the pocket, could he have found an open receiver down the field? I mean, I'm not sure of that yet, but I'm sure it was some of the times.
You know what I like about this offense, and a lot of people haven't talked about it yet? Kellen Moore coordinates offensive plays. Like, they're not random. The plays we watched last year, the offensive plays last mm-hmm. year, they were random. Like, when you're watching Devontae Smith running a crossing route because they've ran two other crosses in front of him, and now you've got a guy that vacated a zone. They got zone beaters and they got man beaters. We didn't have that in our offense last year. So he's coordinating offenses, and now Jalen Hurts has kind of got to get used to that. He's got to get used to standing in the pocket and allowing these routes to develop and saying and believing that they're going to develop
yeah.
on time. That's something new for him that nobody even wants to even talk about. Oh, he left the pocket. He left the pocket because when you run primarily read option and RPOs, you're going to leave the pocket. But when you're running an offense that requires that you stand in the pocket, believe in your offensive line, and wait for routes to develop because these routes are built to defeat certain coverages, once he understands that,
it's just a half a second. Just a half a second. And once you get that feeling, once he gets that accomplishment of holding in there, and then the results speak for themselves. The results are you just shredded that defense. That is a self-perpetuating thing.
And by
he's
no
not
going
to want to do it differently after he does it right.
And by no way am I comparing him to Tom Brady or any other great quarterbacks, but that's what Tom brought to the table that very few quarterbacks ever really possess. Okay? Tom could stand in the pocket and wait for a route to develop because he knew that that route was designed to beat a specific coverage. And before he asked for the football, he knew what coverage they were in. It was just a matter of, okay, can my line hold up long enough for this route to develop? And that's what great quarterback play to me is really all about.
So to weigh in on Hurts, certainly you can. And talk to Seth here, 215-592-9494. Seth fielding your phone calls for an entire hour. Speaking of Tom, Rhea, how was he? Broadcast.
I thought he was okay. Here's what I will say. I think he was nervous and didn't want to show it.
1,000% in the beginning.
In the beginning.
Nervous and unsure of when to speak.
But here's what he didn't talk over Burkhardt.
Yep.
Which I thought, you know, obviously they had gone through the whole 17-game schedule, like mock games. But I think he's got to let his personality show a little bit more, which is going to come. So I didn't think it was terrible. I didn't think it was horrible. I thought he got a little bit better as it went on, and I think he, you know, expecting what you paid $300 million for in the first game was unrealistic, but I didn't think he was terrible.
So I didn't think he was terrible. I thought he was not great in the beginning, but settled in.
I remember boring, man.
He was on the boring side to an extent. I remember hearing Madden talk one time about what a disaster he was in the beginning, and it took him some time to settle down. I think Brady will be fine. I do need Brady to be, and this might be to your point, John, more critical.
Deshaun deserved criticism.
Yeah, he should have been crushing Deshaun. He wasn't even talking about why it was happening with Deshaun. I need you to, you're there to tell me stuff.
Collinsworth would have been on that.
100%.
Now, look, it was Brady's first game.
Well, Olsen, too. I think that the tougher part for Brady is, Olsen in that first game. Olsen's awesome.
Yeah, yes.
And he's got that hanging over him where he took Olsen's spot, and Olsen's really good at it.
Seth, what'd you make of Brady?
Tom is kind of monotone. You know, people were asking me, you know, I was down at the shore watching the game, you know, with some friends, and they were like, well, what do you think? I'm like, I don't know. I'm watching the game. I don't even hear half of what they say. You know,
I agree with you on that.
But, you know, there are some guys that are a lot more animated. I don't think you're going to get animation out of Tom. You're not going to get critical. You're not going to get a critique out of him.
Well, that's a shame. If he doesn't,
he's got to get to that point.
He's the guy that has it in his bag of resume that
he can.
He can.
No,
I mean, you know what it's like, Seth? It's like me with the audience when they try to compete against me Friday and beat the hammer. I mean, I'm going to tell those people they're fools because I know, you know, he's going to win.
I get you. It's a different level.
Disgusting.
It's a different level of competition, you know? Like you think about Tom Brady. Tom Brady had to be the way that he was because he wasn't a great athlete.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He was just a great thrower of the football.
And processor.
Predictor of what the defense was going to have.
A competitor, man. You know, so you're asking him to be a competitor in the booth? I'm telling you right now, it's not going to happen. Over time, he'll find a way to be a little more critical. But it won't be in the way that you want that you guys are talking about.
That'll disappoint me.
Well,
I'm just telling you.
I'm just telling you right now. When I saw that they signed him, you know, that was my take. That's what I thought. But I'm like, if somebody offered me $30 million a year for the next 10 years, I'm taking it. I don't care if I'm on there, you know, I don't care if I'm on there just stuttering. That's all, folks. Trust me, I'm going to get that $30 million.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.